Hello, hello, hello. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to the pod. I hope everyone had a great week into weekend. Hope you had a fun weekend. A lot of fun. Welcome back for another this week's episode of Everything Everywhere on Mike. Episode number... Dude, I like forget. I gotta stop. No, this is the reason why I'm on a mediocre podcast host, and I'll never be the top guy because I can't remember which episode we're on. Okay, we're on 23. And today I'm by myself. We got an internal. It won't be that long, so you don't have to hear my voice for that long. Although, you know, I know you like it. I know you like to, you know, put it on in the car on the way back. Your girl likes it. It's your girl's favorite pod, but no, I'm just playing. That's right, not at all. But it's besides the point. Yeah, we're back, and I just a couple of little. Actually, tonight might be a rant episode because, you know, there's something I saw that has to do. What the hell is this? Good thing about renting a studio, man. You still rent your stuff. You know, one day I hope I do get my own studio. That's if I actually make money doing this, and then it's worth it. But for now, I just come here. I can, you know, do whatever I need to do portably on the go. But yeah, I think no, that'd be cool. Before I get off track, yeah, I was gonna rant because you know, some of the stuff that happens that I saw in this past week, I think it was a week and a half ago, but I kind of hesitated to make an episode because I was like, I was back and forth because, you know, I don't like, you know, ranting about things for too much that aren't really that significant. But to me, you know, as a creator, as a podcaster, it is. So basically, if you guys don't know, Bobby Altoff, very successful, probably one of the biggest names in podcasting as of now, which I respect her, of course, and she's way more successful than me and could be more successful than I ever am. But that's besides the point. Because that's far besides the point. Status is far besides the point in this argument because, you know, I don't really think she's the best podcast host. Like, I really don't think she has the best skills to be a podcast host. I think she's very, sometimes a little disrespectful to her guests, which I get, that's like her little bit. But she just doesn't seem like motivated. It almost seems like someone has like a, you know, a carrot and they're just putting it in front of her and telling her to do all these episodes because it almost feels like she doesn't want to be there. And this is this woman's own podcast show. And it just looks like she just has no interest in her own guests. And we'll get to that, but basically, yeah, so she's very famous, has an incredible amount of guests. Like I said, I think there's a lot of podcasts out there who are mid-tier popularity and are better than hers. Her show, I think her show, I don't think it's bad, but I just think it's overrated, overpopulated. I just don't understand why. You know, I've sat and watched these episodes, and I cannot come to a conclusion on why she has such a big fan base. I mean, what does she do other than just look so, like, doesn't want to be in the interview? Like, just kind of just is rude to all of her guests. I don't know if it's a little game she plays, just be a douche to all my podcast guests. But, yeah, so she went on Bad Friends podcast about a week or two ago. The episode came out. I'm not sure when it was recorded. Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino, two great comedians, great talk show hosts, used to be each other's co-hosts, been doing this podcast for a while. They've been podcasting longer than me. They're like the dads. I respect them. They're up there with Joe, I think. And, you know, it's a comedy podcast. These guys are comedians. They try to make people laugh. So keep that in mind. And, you know, they're making jokes, kind of playing around with their... So Bobby came on the podcast. Don't forget, each of them had episodes on her podcast, did hour-long, and she, I don't even get me started on those episodes. You can check them out, and you'll see what I'm saying. This isn't just hate. Like, you guys will generally see what I'm saying, but she's just kind of, like weirded out by Bobby and Andrew, because they're comedians and make jokes, and she gets, like, really uncomfortable. It's like, why do you have them on then? Have you not seen a Bobby Lee or Andrew Santino episode of anything? Have you seen them on anything? Like, you seen their comedy? Have you seen their show? Like, of course they're going to comment and make jokes and be funny and be different and unique. I don't know. It's like she comes in with this weird expectation, like that they need to be all serious. But then she plays this bit role of being funny and douchey and like the evil older sister. No one likes that called on my story. But it's so weird. And, you know, I don't think people should hate on her, but I think people should really question her She's as a talk show host and being respectful. Like, she's just disrespectful. She goes on to Bobby and Andrew's podcast and just looks the most uninterested I think I've ever seen a podcast guest go on. Especially on that show when you have two legends. You're sitting next to two legends. Okay? You gotta understand the integrity of what you're doing. You know, on her phone, like,
did I get my Starbucks order? Are you gonna interview me? Are you gonna ask me a question now?
Can I get up now? It's like 5 minutes in the interview. It's like, she's asking to get up, and she asked to leave multiple times. Like, just, I wish they didn't even post the episode because it was horrible. The worst, one of the worst guest appearances I've seen on any podcast. Guys, here's, I'll give you a little bit of advice, all right? Here's what not to do, okay? When you're on a podcast guest, you don't check your phone. You don't just text on your phone,
I'm gonna order an almond milk mix from Starbucks. Call my agent to come pick me up. She has a silly name. I'm Bobby Lee. Not even funny. I can't even do what I want.
Like, you don't go on your phone during a podcast, especially when you're a guest. Now, if you're checking notes or trying to reference something to relevant to the conversation, or they say to check something, or you want to show something, that's different. But she's totally in her own little world in the corner as she's on their show, as they've respected to bring her on after they respected your time and went on their and your stupid show. And she also kind of like made a joke that she like cut Bobby off to like bring on somebody else. And just like, I didn't think that was funny. Like, that was rude. Of course, Bobby's a legend. He can pick a bullet. But, you know, that's not going to, with some Bobby Altoff girls going to get in these guys' heads. No, I don't think so. I think they find her like, why is she such a Debbie Downer and just negative energy? Like, this is the type of girl I would absolutely hate to be around. And I would hate to do a podcast with, because just negative energy kind of makes it all about her all the time. And yeah, I can't. And Drake and Lil Yachty probably would have my back on this conversation, because obviously they don't know who I am, but, you know, they dissed her in one of their songs, and she was weird about the whole Drake. You know, I'm not a huge Drake fan, but I actually did take Drake's side for that, because I thought it was kind of childish how she acted. I don't know, I don't really remember the full story. It's absolutely irrelevant, and to me she's irrelevant, but like I said, guys, I'm not going to say she's a bad podcaster, because she makes so much goddamn money. And she is respected by a lot of people, I think. I think, you know, there has to be a Bobby Altoff fan base out there, and they might hate me after this. And you know, I'm sorry, I generally think, you know, it doesn't matter how much more famous or how much more money she'll make than me, I still would generally think she's just not a good podcast host. Because I think she's very negative, she always seems kind of unprepared, and unenthusiastic on your own podcast. Like, why would anybody want to watch that? I genuinely don't understand, guys. So yeah, so let's learn a lesson from her, guys. When you go on a podcast or a talk show, or your friend's trying to do a group assignment and needs you to come do an interview, don't act uninterested. You know, it'll make their day if you come in and do a great interview. I get that you're going through your time to do it, and it's not really benefit, it might not benefit you, but don't be a douche, okay? Like, don't go on your phone. Yeah, that's the one thing. And here's the thing, like, I would respect Bobby. You know, if she was uncomfortable, that's totally fine. But, like, at least try to do the episode, right? Like, at least try to go in there and make an effort to maybe make some laughs and good. And there are some funny parts where she was kind of getting, you know, into the jokes, playing into the jokes, maybe making some jokes at them, which is great. And, you know, I think she has potential to be a better host. And if she hates the episode and never wants to go on their podcast again, it's fine. But I don't think you do that, like, asking, can I leave mid-episode, joke or not, and I think she was genuinely serious, because that seemed like the person she was. Joke or not, like, you don't really say that, and she did end up kind of leaving early. Do the episode, and then after, state your difference, say, I didn't like this, I didn't like what you guys did this, because you could tell she was kind of genuinely not vibing with it, whether anyone wants to portray it as a joke or not, I don't care, or this little bit that they have this kind of relationship with her. No, she genuinely was uninterested, like, I can tell. And, you know, because, I mean, a good example is I've done a podcast episode, right, and I hated it. I felt uncomfortable, and it didn't get uploaded under these things. I didn't want to run with it, but I didn't say anything to the guest mid-episode. Like, oh, this sucks. I need to get up. I went through. I kept the conversation going, because it's disrespectful to do that. To walk out on a podcast, you just don't do that, especially asking, especially if you don't have a reason to. And there's no reason to. Just because I didn't like the episode doesn't mean I was going to walk out. Like, you know those kids, like, you watch those documentaries in high school where it's like, oh yeah, like guys, if you get uncomfortable with anything, you can go out in the hallway for 20 minutes. Like what is that gonna do? Well, like I remember one time, they were showing the election results, my teacher was trying to show something, and like a new president or something, and kids didn't watch it. They're like, yeah, no, I can't see this. And went outside the hallway. It's like, that's what that was. That's what like Bobby Elsa probably was, that type of kid. Like, you know, you have the video of the birth, like a live birth, and you doing health class. She was definitely one of those kids that like went outside the room. Oh God, but yeah, that's all. I don't know. I think I'm probably a little more mad about it because I am a fan of Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. But if she would have done it on freaking, I don't know. What's a good example? Like, I don't know, some random podcast. I can't even think of like a random example of some podcast. I don't know, some like sport podcast or like she went on like, I don't know, like a Barstool podcast. I'm not a huge Barstool podcast. I love Barstool. I love Dave Portnoy. I love everything he's done for blogging, video content, whatever, business. But there's some podcasts that have nothing to do with him in Barstool that I don't like. And like that, if she went on there and did the same thing, even though I don't like that Barstool podcast, I still would have wanted to call her out for it. She could have went on any podcast. And I don't care about views, man. I'm not scared to call big dogs out. You know, someone would be like, all right, like, you don't really have room to say. And I agree. I think if I was genuinely shitting on her for no reason, then I have no room to talk because she's so successful. And I respect the money that she gets. But there's also a point where, like, guys, like, I'm not the only one who thinks this. It's kind of baiting herself when she's, you know, acting so unenthusiastic for some reason, all these episodes, even her own show. It's like, why do you even put that out? Like, maybe I'm misunderstood, and someone can help me with this. If I'm genuinely misunderstood, this is a bit that she plays. It's kind of like resting, like, crap face, where she's just like, you know, seems so uninterested in everything and just wants to whine and complain and talk about herself. And the spotlight's always on her, because that's what it kind of seems like. Then, you know, I guess that's her bit. You know, people are like that, but I never do that. Like, I like to show my guests 100% energy, unless sometimes, maybe not. But maybe there's been days where I could have been better, and maybe there's days where she could have been better. Maybe there's episodes that I haven't seen where she's a lot better. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, guys. Just don't be rude when you go on somebody's show. Especially don't go on your phone. Just be, like, exit yourself out of the conversation. But if you're struggling to get through, you just got to get through it and then settle your differences. And after, if you want, or just never go on the show again. Like, it's that simple. You got to be an adult. So, yeah. Another thing that I don't understand was, so this girl had this presentation, and, you know, I understand she was frustrated about something, but her message is just, it seems so delusional to me, that her message, okay, so we did informational presentations, and her presentation was based about the Astro World incident that happened a couple years ago, which was horrible, you know, absolutely. Still praying for those families because I'm a huge concert rap fan. And, you know, that's a big thing that happened in the community. Like, I guess I'm not, I don't really want to call it rap community. But in the concert world or whatever, hip hop, music, rap world, it was a big deal. And it was horrible. And it sucked. And I really hated to see it. But, you know, her sole purpose of her argument was that he is the sole reason for why these people died. He's the number one reason. Everything he did leading up to that night into that moment was because of him, and that everyone should stop listening to his music. And this is the type of thing where I just laughed. Not at her, not during her presentation, but in my head, I'm like shaking my head, because, which I didn't do. I literally kept, I wouldn't say anything, but, you know, I didn't want to leave her a compliment on her thing, because I genuinely think that's an unfair thing to say. Like, that's like if I, like imagine if I had my informational episode, right? And I went up and say Taylor Swift, like, said something bad about my football team. And that's not equivalent. I guess that's not actually, that's a horrible comparison. Sorry, guys. But I'm saying if I thought she was the reason of something bad happening, imagine if I went up on that thing and said, everyone just stop listening to her. I would have gotten looks, laughs, hate. But nobody says anything to her about Travis Scott. I just think it's a little weird. And you're telling people not to listen to this guy? Like, you're acting like he, like, what? I just don't get it. Like, you should have went at the security. Go at the concert. Go at the industry of, like, the people who do event management. It, Travis Scott is not doing event management. He's booked by each place. You know, you come there, they're expected to have everything situated. Travis Scott's not the director. He's not looking at security and like, making sure, like, everything's fine. He's performing. There's millions of people. Hundreds of thousands of people at Astroworld, one of the biggest concerts ever, events ever, this past generation. And you expect him to pull people out of their head? Like, no. And I think, you know, sure, he could have maybe stopped it and went on the mic and said some things at a certain time. But it's not his fault. He's not the sole fault. Sure, he could have been better in the situation. Like, you think you're going to go in a little class of 20 kids and be like, yeah, stop listening to Travis Scott. I bet a single person who listened to him in that or her presentation didn't change their outlook, because Travis Scott's not with the planning team and saying we need security here and there. How about she says, how about we don't go to these concerts anymore because security sucks and they let thousands of people run through the gates? You know, maybe that's, do you think Travis was supposed to just go up in front of the gates and tell people to stop barging through without a ticket? So that just angered me. I think her argument was horrible, and I think you really could have made it better. And I understand you're upset about it. I totally get it. I was upset too. I think security did a horrible job. But I don't think it's Travis Scott is the sole reason. And to say, oh, you should stop listening to music because this happened, which is crazy. So that was about a year ago. And look where he is now. I mean, he is getting robbed at the whatever the stupid music award show is. Not even relevant because it's stupid and sucks. But yeah. So that's pretty much it. What else did I have here? You know, I'm trying to get some more guests lined up. It's really hard. People are busy. And, but I have some, like, interesting kind of ideas that could work in the future. Maybe, like, a Jeopardy or comedy night I want to do. So, like, I just need to get a bunch of people. So, let me know if that would be something that would interest you. But, yeah. Yeah, no, I guess the other thing I have is, like, discipline and mentality while training. Guys, if you don't like lifting and working out, and you are looking for something to get your mind off things, to better your mindset, just, and it could be any reason, and then you're looking specifically for physical activity, go train. Go to a boxing gym, whether you want to do striking, if you like striking, and that's probably the easiest martial art, in my opinion, to pick up, I would say boxing. Go to a boxing gym. Now, martial art gyms are expensive, so I won't go much into that. Go to a boxing gym. You know, if you like getting on the ground a little bit more hands-on and a little bit more technique, you like learning technique, and you like belt systems, and do some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, find a BJJ gym. A lot of the gyms are combined. They have everything. They have all the martial arts. MMA, BJJ, wrestling, taekwondo, kickboxing, regular boxing. My point is, you can go to one of these gyms and they have classes for each. You can try them all, probably, depending on the membership. And it's just like, it's like a leveling up. Like, you ever play a game and you just always want to level up? Like, that's what it is, dude. Because every time you go into that gym, you go twice a week, you go to the next week, you're instantly better. I guarantee you. And it's really healthy because you just want to keep going and get better and improve it. And it's something that I think anybody can really do. I don't think you have to be... Like, when I first walk into the boxing gyms, I've been to three different gyms, and, you know, the first two times I walk in, I had no experience. There's no prior experience. Sure, they might ask you, you know, have you done anything, but that's just because they're generally asking you. Like, you're not like, oh, like, you have to be this good. You could have never done a single wrestling, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu thing ever in your life. You could have never gone down with somebody who wrestled. You can go in there with zero strat, they'll teach you. You might get your ass kicked, but, you know, it's just grappling. You're not going to get seriously hurt. In boxing, they take it slow with you, too. Like, they'll know when you're ready to spar, and they'll know when you're ready to get in there, but, you know, I think it's like, people get this thing, it's like a scary thing. I've never seen, like, families go to these boxing things, so, like, it's not scary. Like, everyone at the gym I've ever met, I've been to three different gyms, I've never met one mean person. I swear to God, I've never met one mean person, and I've been across the country at different gyms, and like two completely different locations, not close to each other at all. And it's just super genuinely nice people, all just trying to better their skills. Or it's nice because everyone has their own reason for doing martial arts. I feel like so many different people, you know, just get in shape, mental, they love the sport of it, they've been doing it, they like watching it. So yeah, guys, definitely do it. It's taught me a lot. I met some great people. I wish I could do it more often. It's hard. You have a lot of other things on your plate. Like, if you could dedicate more time to training, I would. But definitely try it out. The only con is that gyms are just so expensive. I mean, I don't know if that's, like, always been a thing. I mean, I'm sure lift weighting, like, gyms, like, where you lift and stuff, like, the regular gyms are expensive, too. But, I know, dude, these are a different animal. Because you get to buy, you also have to buy equipment. At some, depending on what kind of gym you're at, and yeah, but definitely try it. So that was a short episode, but I hope you guys enjoyed a quick rant. This will be out on Sunday. Most episodes are coming out on Sunday evening now, if I can get them out, and I want to be consistent, because I know sometimes it will come out on Sunday, and it will come out on a Thursday. Yeah. Sunday evening will be the new day for Everything Everywhere on the Mic. Guys, if you like Spotify, we're on Spotify or Apple. If you like the audio portion, if you're more of a visual person, you like to watch, maybe you and your girl want to watch me after a long day in bed. And I'm also on YouTube. And also, if you like reading people's pieces, I also have a blog that will be in the description of each episode. I'm not a great writer, but I'm trying to bring out more of my comedy on that, so let me know if you guys would like that. And then also the Instagram @EEOnMicPod. Don't have to follow, but the only reason in case is if you care, there will be updates when I'm doing episodes, clips, previews. If you don't like watching full episodes and you just like watching clips, then that might be the thing for you to do. So yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed. Thanks for everyone who supported me. Let's keep making 2024 a good year. Let's reach 500 listens on the pod. We're getting close. Let's get that this year. And I want 50 subs on the YouTube. If you guys can share, you know, if you have 16 YouTube accounts, maybe go sub on some of them. But genuinely, thank you for everyone who listened. Sorry for the rant. Bobby Altop fans, please don't hate me. And peace.